We're having a quick class on the laws of Zimun, which spans about five simanim in Shulchan Aruch, beginning with Kuf Tzadi Beis. And Kuf Tzadi Beis says if three people sat to eat together, so then they have to do a Zimun. That one of them says, let us bless the one who from whom we ate. And they say, Baruch Shachan Mishlo Tevocheinu. He repeats that. And then he goes straight into benching, and and then he says the benching on their behalf. So the idea of Zimun is that we're uniting in the blessing. If we have 10, we say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishelo, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishelo Utvocheinu. So no difference. It could be 10,000. We always make Nevarech Elokeinu. Now, if two people sat down to eat, one can make a motzi for his friend, but he's not supposed to make Birkat Hamazon for his friend. Assuming his friend knows how to make a blessing, let him make it for himself. But if we have three, so then they have a mitzvah to do Zimun. Now, the original Zimun was that one would say the benching, everyone else would listen, and he would make it on their behalf. If two people ate, so then it's a good idea, it's a mitzvah for them to get a third person to join their Zimun. So here we have the concept of the obligation of doing Zimun. That once people sat down to eat together, so then they're obligated to do Zimun. This is only if they sat down to eat together. What happens if they don't sit down to eat together? So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, "Afilu lo kvu mitchila kulam le'echol yachad." Even if everyone didn't get together to eat, but rather two sat down to eat together, and then a third came in and became part of their meal. So then they could make a benching. If one guy sat down to eat and two people joined him, so they could make a benching. Now, what makes it that we're together? Either that we start eating together or we end together. And that's why in the lunchroom where we have neither one, we're not so obligated. If we began the meal together, then we all ate together, then we're chayv to bench together. If we ended the meal together, so then we're considered that we ate together. But if neither one happened, which is what very often happens in the lunchroom, you come down, someone else comes down, you start eating, a minute later someone else starts eating, you end first, he ends first, so you're not chayv to bench together. Because no one really sat down together to eat. You happen to overlap in your eating, but there's no starting point that's equal, and there's no ending point that's equal. So that's why we're not chayav to make a zimun in a lunchroom. Can we make a zimun? We could. Is it a good thing? Yes, it's a good thing. But do we have to? No. Because you didn't really sit down to eat with anyone. If you were a classroom, like an elementary school, where everyone comes down single file, and everyone washes their hands together, and then everyone makes amotzi together. So then everyone started eating together. That's a shared meal. But if you have neither one, it's just a lunchroom, people are coming in and out and in and out, so then we're not chayav. If we would like to, we can unite and make a ziman. Okay? And this is Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel.